pants and everything, that would be
a suit.
And if you just bought it, it'd be a brand.
Brand new.
Huh?
Brand new.
New what?
Suit.
You say it'd be a.
He's got on a brand new suit today.
Okay. Do you remember when they had the 3-piece suit?
Oh yeah.
What would they call that?
A vest.
Pants and vest and coat.
Any other name for pants?
Breeches.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd say, would you run in the house and
bring my coat?
Okay. So he went inside and
he brought my sweater, or coat, whatever it was he went for.
And said, here, I have brought you your coat. I have
brought you your coat.
And you said, the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did.
It what perfectly?
It fit.
Uh-huh. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them... do what?
Stuff out.
Makes you look stuffed.
It makes your pockets kind of stick out. You say it makes them
pooch out. Pooch. Huh? We say it makes them pooch out.
Any other way?
Pooch out.
Bulge
out.
And you said that shirt used to fit me until I washed it in it.
Shrink.
Shock.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrink.
And I hope this new shirt won't
shrink.
And something that you used to carry coins in. They call that a
purse.
And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
Watch. Or a bracelet.
What about she has a lot of little things strung up?
Beads.
They call that a
necklace.
Of what? Of beads.
Maybe pearl beads or.
What would you say? A pair of beads or a string of beads?
String of beads. Pearls. A string of pearl beads.
And they call them necklace a long time ago, you know, little heart looking thing. What you call that? The broke pin on that.
And
she ought to have seen them back when I was little.
Oh,
they had them little tight legged suits, you know, the legs were tight, and them old button side shoes, old shoes. Buttoned up one side on each side, and they call them, what do they call them old hard hats, don't they?
Derbies.
Derbies. Hard as a brick. Y'all go ahead.
That's what my granddaddy Gerald wore most always. Uh-huh. It was a derby hat. I never seen him with a hat. It's always a derby.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else would look good on him.
What men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Uh-huh.
Or galluses.
Uh-huh. And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And
a parasol.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Spread.
Mm-hmm. What about something that people used to make?
Quilts. And they made spreads too.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? A bolster.
How far across did it go?
It reached all the way.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
Mm-hmm.
What about she stands in front of the mirror and
primping.
Uh-huh.
Primping.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah.
Well,
primps do.
What would you call a man who likes to primp a lot?
Oh, he's a dude.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear him call a jelly?
Jelly bean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's been a long time ago. It's a jelly bean.
What is a jelly? Was it an insult to call someone a jelly bean?
Or? No, they just little dressed up fellers.
Were you kind of laughing at him when you said it?
In a way.
Uh-huh.
Kinda.